I'm Paul Falster for WNCW. Time now for this week's More to the Story. The Asheville Citizen-Times' Beth Walton joins me this morning to talk about her recent story, Living Transgender, Life Beyond the Confines of a Pronoun. Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
Start by telling us your role there with the Asheville Citizen-Times.
My name is Beth Walton, and I cover social issues at the Asheville Citizen-Times. So oftentimes that means I'm covering marginalized populations. I do a lot of work with the LGBT population, people of color, and also those living in very low incomes. I also do a lot of work with different nonprofit agencies and county social services who are addressing some of the needs these people face.
This was a powerful piece. The LGBT, the transgender community, has certainly been in the news so often, especially here in North Carolina, with all that's been going on.
Doing the story was very powerful for me as well as a journalist. It opened my eyes up to a population that I didn't know that much about. What I thought was so amazing was I was able to find people at all different ages who were transgender, and it was very interesting to hear the differences. The older people who had gone through a transition had to do so very secretly, kind of behind closed doors. They had to lie about themselves. That would often cause a lot of trauma. We're still experiencing a certain degree of discrimination, but also able to be much more open about their gender identity.
Your piece began as you introduced readers to Allison Scott. What was Allison's story?
So Allison's story was very phenomenal, and she told it with a lot of passion. Allison was born as a man, and she says her earliest childhood memories, she wanted to be a female, or she thought that being a female would be more true to herself. And so she had all these stories about when she was young, as young as 4 years old, different games she would play and things that would, you know, help her sort of live as a female or pretend to be a female or wish to be a female. And then as she grew older, she was living in a pretty conservative southern home, and there was a lot of pressure on her to act like a man. She says her dad was always kind of telling her to man up. And so she played baseball, and she got a crew cut, and she adopted all of these very male mannerisms and became quite popular at her school. Kids stopped bullying her, but she said she felt like it was the self-imposed prison, and she fell deeper and deeper and deeper into a depression. She eventually married a woman, and they got pregnant, and that's when she realized, when she thought that she was going to be a father, she realized she couldn't live her life that way anymore, and so she ended up coming out, and now she lives as a woman full-time, and her life has just changed dramatically. I started the piece with a suicide attempt when Allison was a young girl. She tried to kill herself, and she said that's just because her entire life she felt like she was not the right person and she wasn't who she meant to be. As she got older and was able to understand more about gender identity and understand that there were ways that she could actually become a female, she felt more at peace with herself.
Beth, do you have any idea just how large the transgender population might be getting in Asheville? And I know maybe you can't break it down into numbers, but I just think about that in particular as more citizens seem accepting of the lifestyle and more individuals are coming forward.
I don't know if there's any data out there, but I would imagine it's quite large. But I would also imagine that it's sort of always been quite large. And now these people who've been living their lives with a gender different than the one they are born with feel more comfortable talking about it. So maybe we're becoming more aware of transgender people.
This is WNCW's More to the Story. Our guest is Beth Walton of the Asheville Citizen-Times as we discuss a recent article. Beth wrote, Living Transgender, Life Beyond the Confines of a Pronoun. How are some of the individuals you interviewed feeling about their home state of North Carolina after all that's developed with HB2, the so-called bathroom bill?
Every transgender person that I spoke to for this story felt like they were more at risk for violence or harassment now that HB2 passed. And this, they felt, was because there was so much more public attention being brought to their community. The fact that public officials passed the legislation that sort of empowered people to judge them, to harass them, and many of them felt less safe and felt like they were spending a lot more time defending who they were and defending their community than just being able to live their lives. I know I spoke with a national group in the story who is sort of tracking some of this data, and they talked about how they're getting more phone calls from transgender youth since the bill's passage, because these just coming up, kids are asking them what bathroom they use and why they use it. The passage of the bill brought a lot of attention to this community, and some of it was negative.
There was a later part of your story where you had an individual who you quoted as saying, "I want the queer community to spread so everyone can have a space so they don't feel left out."
Yeah, isn't that amazing? That quote came from Roy Philbrick, and he is a teenager who lives here in Asheville and formerly was going to Asheville High School. And he talked a lot about the bullying that he experienced as he transitioned and was trying to live his life openly as a transgender male. And he eventually dropped out of school and is now attending community college and with hopes of someday being an activist. He just, unlike the generations that came before him, he felt like he could live openly and that he wanted everybody who was having feelings similar to his to be able to live that way as well. And I think that's one of the ways where you see the difference in generations and their tolerance of LGBT people.
I want to thank you for joining us this morning to talk about living transgender in Asheville. Beth Walton, thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
WNCW's More to the Story airs most Wednesdays during Morning Edition at 8:51, and after we broadcast the interviews, they turn into a podcast. They'll show up on our website, which is wncw.org. Make it a great day. I'm Paul Foster.